recording now, so.
Okay.
Okay, can I just take your name and rank, Mr. Sam?
You can, yeah. It's Detective Chief Inspector Nigel Costello.
Okay, Nigel, so first of all, just tell me what you do know of the events of January 8th.
What I can tell you is, at around 2:30 a.m. on Saturday the 8th of January this year, the police were responded to a report of a disturbance at 1 Patrington House, which is in the Groves area of York. On the officer's arrival, they have located the tenant of that flat, Mr. Dominic Conlon, who was 56 years of age. He was unconscious in the bedroom area. He had been subjected to a horrific and significant assault. Numerous blows to his head and body. We're happy at this time that some of those will have been inflicted by a weapon, and that has resulted in numerous facial fractures and a fractured skull. It can only be described as a life-threatening assault, and that's why we are treating it as an attempted murder.
Yeah, it's obviously a very serious attack. Have you any idea what could have prompted this from your inquiry?
What we understand from the inquiry so far is that at least one person present in Mr. Conlon's flat took exception to some comments he made, and an argument ensued. But whatever that argument was about, it shouldn't have resulted in the assault that then followed.
Yeah. And as you said, there have been a number of arrests made already. On what basis?
That's right. There's 9 people been arrested so far that we believe were present in the flat and potentially involved in the assault on Mr. Conlon. They are all on police bail at this time while our inquiries continue. I need to know whether or not this is a joint venture by them all, or whether there was certain people who inflicted the assault on Mr. Conlon, and that's why I need the public's assistance. I don't want them to believe that because there's been 9 people arrested that we are coming to a conclusion with our inquiry. Far from it. We need their assistance. We need them to come forward. There may have even been more people in the flat who witnessed firsthand the assault, and I need them to come forward. Or they may have been contacted directly afterwards by the people involved and asked to dispose of some clothing or wash some clothing. Certainly we have an item of clothing outstanding that we would like to retrieve. That's a white sports type jacket with green flashes down the side and has some form of sporting motif to it. I need to know where that item is.
Yeah. And you mentioned the laptop. What's the significance?
Yeah, we've just yesterday and again this morning arrested some further people in relation to a theft of a laptop from Mr. Conlon's flat, and that has happened in the same time frame as the assault that's occurred on him. I need to know where that laptop is. I believe it's a Dell in make, but I need to know where that is too. I need the public to contact the police, bring that to our attention, and let us know where that is.
Yeah, obviously Mr. Conlon's family have been here today. You know, how are they coping with all this?
I think they've been extremely brave. I think they're finding it very difficult. Mr. Conlon remains unconscious. He is aided by a ventilator. I'm told if he makes a recovery, there is potential that there will still be life-changing consequences for him. They are good people. They need justice. Dominic Conlon needs justice. And I would ask people, come and assist the police, assist the family.
Brilliant. Cheers.
Thanks, mate.
Cheers, mate. Cheers.